You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. My name is Michelle Calloway. I'm your host. Tech with Heart, it's all about enlightening and empowering small business owners and entrepreneurs to be able to embrace technology in a way that helps them to stay competitive and relevant in a very rapidly changing digital business landscape. And today's topic is around leveraging that technology to leave a lasting legacy for yourself, for your family, for your business. Whatever it is your legacy is meant to be, you can use technology to make that happen. So we have a very special guest. His name is Forrest Tough. He's talking to us today about that legacy, how to build that legacy. He's a brand strategy expert, an award-winning author, entrepreneur, film producer, master coach, global speaker, and philanthropist, who through his generous impact-driven efforts has received the President's Lifetime Achievement Award, which is phenomenal. I want to just congratulate you, Forrest. So he's going to talk to us today about how we can leverage technology to build that lasting legacy. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Forrest.
Thank you for having me. So glad to be here today.
Yes, thank you for taking time out of your schedule, because we know what you're going to share is meaningful, very, very meaningful. And business owners need to be thinking about these kinds of things while they're doing what they're doing. So let's dive in. First question to you is, why are you so passionate about helping people leave a legacy?
You know, interestingly enough, I grew up around the age of 8. My father went into ministry and started a church. And so at an early age, I was doing a lot helping others, and, you know, I ended up going on missions trips, and I saw the importance of giving back not only to the community, but also how you lived your life. You know, I watched my father and my mother and how they did things and just the reputation they built and being ethical and good with people. So that started it for me. And I think as I became a little older and got out of my young phases where I was having a lot of fun, I really decided I wanted to leave something and I wanted to help others to create legacy. So that's where, in a nutshell, where it started, the whole concept and premise.
Okay, so that's where it started. But like, why are you so passionate about helping others though?
Well, the reason I am is because I just feel like that's just a part of life. I don't know. I think it's maybe a part of me. I just like helping people. Now, there are different ways that I actually help. I mean, in some ways I'm just giving back. As a business person, sometimes I give with strategy. And that's a concept that a lot of people don't understand. As a business, you can do strategic volunteerism or strategic work with other people. But I think as a natural, I think that's just something that's probably more inherent in my personality, to be honest with you. And I think it's just permeated over into my career as I've started to grow, as I've grown my business.
Well, I admire that. I think that it's not a perspective, like thinking about leaving a legacy is not a perspective that just a common average person thinks about necessarily, but it is very important when you analyze what is the value of life, right? There's so much to it. I know that I was widowed when I was 34 years old. So a huge reason actually why I'm so passionate about this calling that I've stepped into to lead this Tech with Heart, it drives from a place where I know and value relationships on another level. When you pass, what do people, you know, what do they know about you? What lasts beyond your lifetime? And that's this legacy thing. And it is so important to kind of do what you can while you're here to provide as much impact, because that's what people truly remember. We're going to move into the next question around businesses. And so what are some strategies that small business owners can use to begin creating a legacy?
I think as a small business owner, you have to also think about, number one, the mission and your vision. You know, what is the thing that you're going to create that's going to help people? And when I say help people, it's a service. And yes, they're going to pay for it. But how is it going to create something that isn't there or make people's lives better? And I look at it this way. I'm in production. So for me, even if it's just telling that story, when we started out at a wedding and telling that story of that wedding, something that was a legacy really for their kids and things that happened like that, it was like, okay, you want to tell a story and you want to tell something that's going to last beyond, you know, when they're no longer, you know, young and sprightly, or maybe they're old with gray hair and they get to see this story that you put together. So I've always looked at it that way, even from the standpoint of working with corporations, just being able to tell the story that their shareholders and the people that are involved or that are buying their business, their services, that they're going to remember.
Yeah, stories are so powerful. That's how generations before any kind of media was ever existing.
Absolutely.
Stories were the media. People would sit around the campfires and they would listen to the stories of the ancestors. And that's how societies got built. It's all around stories. It's around connection. Stories connect people, even through past generations. So I love the storytelling aspect. Any other ideas, maybe even when it comes to strategies, legacy, and storytelling that you would like to share regarding helping business owners?
Yeah,
figure out?
I would say it would be great to think about the practices of your business, like the sustainable practices, you know, how you operate. If you're dealing in, if you're dealing with materials, think about how you can leave a legacy for the earth. You know, so we talk about sustainability being green, even if you just recycle in your office. Those are small things. Think about your employees and mentoring others. How do you leave these principles that you're learning, and how are you sharing these with new generations that are coming up that you're hiring? Are you just hiring people just to use them, or are you going to use them and actually make them better? You know, whether they stay with you or not, they learn something that they take with them to create. That's a part of your legacy. Anytime you can help someone become better at something, if they learn the value of being on time, the value of customer service, I think those are some of the things you can also do to create a legacy, because it's not just about you, but it's about what you put out. You know, how do you affect people? And affecting those people can have a ripple effect. So I would say, you know, think about businesses. How do you treat people? How do you treat others? How do you treat your clients? Are they going to remember you? Those are some practices that could also help you leave a legacy as a business owner.
Yeah, I was just thinking of company culture, right? So like if you want to create just business for the sake of business and you just want to make money, then that's one thing. But if you really want to impact people, then you can impact people internally through how you manage your teams and how you give them a voice. And this how you make, you can even potentially do like a mentoring kind of a role a little bit in there. It just depends on the, you know, on the relationships. But then the way that you treat your customers, that is all part of that legacy, that company culture that ends up just living long beyond when you're gone, because you set the tone and that tone is thriving. So why would anybody shift and change it? But, you know, I know that sometimes CEOs come in later and they do shift it and then everybody's like, oh, that's so sad. But your legacy still is there from the other generations that you touched and you impacted. Forrest, I know that you have like a pay it forward kind of a thing going on as a philanthropic mission. Impacting people is what really matters. Tech with Heart is like, how can we use technology in a way to bring people together and impact them in a positive way? Can you share a little bit about what you're doing with this Pay It Forward initiative?
Yeah, so the initiative, one of the things that we focus on, we do a lot of community service. And so in this, working with these organizations, we also realize some of these smaller nonprofits need money. You know, I think it's great to have the hands-on approach, but oftentimes they don't have the resources or the finances or the people around them to help them win grants or finances or things of that nature. So we started this program back in 2015, and we used it as a way to award those nonprofits that are really doing work in the community, but they may not have the team to have them be seen. So we would search out and let them know, hey, fill out this form, nominate yourself. And, you know, we would get together and look at these organizations. And some of them were organizations we had personally worked with. And we donated, well, the grants range anywhere from $500 to $2,000. And so we've been doing this now. This is our 10th year. We just did it with the Gwinnett County Public Library because they had an entrepreneurship program. And so we actually served as mentors. And so for the pitch summit, there's a win. Whoever pitched their business and won, there were three prizes. So we use that to incentivize people to know that it's not only just the work, but it's also, you know, it's nothing wrong with having the finances to create some of these programs that are necessary for certain people.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
I love that so much because, you know, Tech with Heart, we're all about empowering students. Wow, we have a minority student internship and apprenticeship program that we're also trying to get funded. But what I want to bring it back to the business owners real quick, because I know that as a business, if you want impact, not only can you create that company culture, but you can align yourself with a nonprofit that's doing a lot of the footwork to have impact, whether it be local community, you know, national, you know, impact. And that way you can let others know that you are actively supporting this initiative, and that adds so much value to that legacy. If you, and you don't have to do all the work. It's a beautiful, beautiful synergistic relationship, right? Because nonprofits exist to have impact, but they definitely need the support. So it's a beautiful win-win. I love this so much. What are some tech tools like you want to share? Tech tools that you would recommend businesses utilize to help that legacy get going, or, you know, to last?
I would definitely say, you know, as far as businesses and building your team, maybe, you know, like project management tools for collaboration. One that we use is Slack. This is a simple program, but it really gets the engagement. People really have a tendency to communicate on these platforms. So I think if you can find platforms where you're collaborating with your team in a way that everyone finds it somewhat of enjoyable, you know, and it depends, it's going to range with bigger teams, smaller teams. You know, my team is small, within 10 people. So it's a little different. You know, if you have a team of 500 people, you may need different tools. So I think something like that is something that's going to be great. And really focusing on customer service and retention, you know, those type of tools, those are some things that I feel are the lifeblood of businesses, because even though we're using technology, we have to realize the people are cutting checks. It's not a robot cutting checks. We're in the business of people. And no matter how much technology we use, we have to use the technology that's going to allow us to be better with people and learn how to communicate. So as we talk about technology, I also want to emphasize, it is great that people know how to interact with one another. So the more tools we use, don't let the tools alienate you from people. Utilize those tools to help you become more in tune with people. You know, I think ChatGPT is a great program for writing, but it also teaches you how to be more empathetic in your writing, how to do things a little more correct in terms of structuring sentences and structuring so that when you come off, you come off with the right attitude. So that's a great tool, I think, just in communication with others.
100%. I've always said that your brand is and should always be leveraging technology, but the human connection is at the very utmost importance. That's like Tech with Heart, right? We have to make sure that the heart's involved, because people definitely do business with people and not robots. And that's why I even, you know, when it comes to AI, I really, truly recommend that you as a business owner try to avoid using any visible elements that would make it look like you're not being authentic, right? So if you want to put a profile picture of yourself, use a picture of you and not an AI rendered version of you, because In the day where we're experiencing so much misinformation and deception with AI, people, the trust factor is just so low. You really want to do all the things with technology. So the technology is invisible. It's just a vehicle to get you to connect.
Absolutely.
I'm all about the human touch thing.
Yes.
It's gonna be the thing. All the way,
It
way, way
is.
into the future, when AI is doing even more robotics and stuff, we still need and crave, and we're built and designed to need one another.
Absolutely. Now, I will make one statement because I'll say this. I'm in the media. I'm in the media zone. So I have to say this as a disclaimer. I do agree with you about people using authentic photos and things of that nature. But I will say that there are some advantages to using AI to help you with some of these things. Because you got to think about it as a business, sometimes your budget could be very low. And so there are AI tools that can allow you to have a professional look. The thing that you have to do is you have to make sure that that look coincides with who you are, so that when people meet you, even if you're using AI, they're not like, who is this? You know, who's this person I'm
Exactly.
talking to? So just be responsible when you use it. Some of these tools can be great for photo shots, professional headshots. You may not own a suit, but guess what? You can take an AI headshot and you can have on a nice suit or something. So I say use them, but also be moderate and be mindful to make sure that it represents you and it's not representing a false version of yourself, because that's going to be a part of that authentic connection with another person.
And that's, yes, and I agree with you. I was going more for like the ones you can totally tell are AI, and so therefore there's not that like trust factor, but enhancing a photo that still looks like you. But here's the thing, is that even if you use real photos of yourself, but you're only using the one of when you were like 10 years younger, because you really liked it. But when people meet with you, like your hair is a completely different color, or you've gained 100 pounds. I just be representing the real you, so that people don't feel duped when they meet with you, because it will trigger something on the inside, and it will lower that trust factor. I promise. It's this is like psychology 101, right? Yeah. Of course, there's so much more to the storytelling thing. I feel that you can speak to, because you are in media, how else can business owners use technology to help leave that lasting legacy or build that lasting legacy? Let's talk about like media, video, storytelling. Let's go down that route.
Well, I would like to say, even just on Zoom, I mean, this is a great platform, you know, just on the online. I know during the pandemic, at one point in time, so much it shut down. And I started a TV show podcast using Zoom. And I was able to connect with people in all different professions. And it ended up creating business, creating opportunities for business. I met with leaders, I met with people that I probably never would have met. So that was one way that I utilized media, and it ended up working in our, you know, best interest for our business. I would also say using videos to tell stories. Now, we all know social media is a great place to tell stories, but it's how you use social media depending on what you want from it. You know, some people use it as a very social platform just for family, friends. Some use it as advertisement. I'm one of those who believes that social media, if you are a business person, use it strategically. You know, post what you want somebody to know about you 5 years from now. So when they look up and they go searching down that rabbit hole of posts, they don't see some wild party that you were at. And they're like, oh, this is the real person that we're dealing with. I think there are platforms you can do that, maybe make those private. But if you're a business person, use social media in a way that's going to benefit the legacy that you're trying to leave as a business, and it's going to showcase this company. This is the type of person I want to do business with. You know, they care about their image, and so we can align ourselves together and have an image that's worthwhile. So I would say make videos, use those platforms to make 30-second commercial spots, 15-second commercial spots, 60, a minute to highlight your business. I think that's one of the biggest things is, as an independent business, we have to do like the major Coca-Cola. You know, we have to be able to tell people who we are and what we stand for so that we can build that trust to have companies work with us.
I think the backstories are helpful too when it comes to storytelling. The whole like
Absolutely.
why you're doing this in the first place kind of thing, that could be even on your about page for your website. People
Absolutely.
love to dig a little deeper if they get a tingling sensation when they meet you, or they've had some interactions with you, or if they've watched a few of your videos and they think that you might be the solution that they're looking for, they're going to dig deeper because it's not just the services that you provide, it's going to be you. So
Absolutely.
I agree with everything that Forrest said. I just would add that if you are able to disclaim, or through a video story, share what is your driving force, what is your legacy that you're trying to build, and why, that goes a tremendous way in helping them decide that you're the one they want to work with. Even if you're going to flub a few things up, they're still going to stick with you because of who you are, what you stand for, and what your mission is. I just, it feels, it's the gold. It's the gold that not everybody puts out there. It is a little bit of vulnerability, but I think that that's, again, what separates those that are looking to leave a legacy and have impact versus this somebody who just wants to just do business. What are your thoughts on that?
And I'll make this one point, because I totally agree. When I first started my business, over the first decade, 15 years, we're celebrating 20 years this year, so pretty excited about that. But around the first 10 up to 15 years, I was really on that part of, you know, sharing with who we are, what is the culture, what is this and what is that. And so we've established that, but we've made a pivot in business to where now most of the work we do, I would say 90% of it, is with the government. So now the message has changed. They want to know who we are, but they want to know in a different way. It's not through the video. Now it's through my capability statement. So if you do a lot of work in the government, you have this capability statement that tells them who you are. It's the same thing. It's just not glamorous. It's just the facts. So now we're working with a different type of clientele. And so now it's not as glorious, but it's the highlights of what we do. It's the clients we work with. It's the performance history that we had. And so when they check with that, it's able to determine, hey, this is a great company. They stand by what they do. So I think whatever you do, telling the right story to the right client is very appropriate. And using the right tools to do that is also very important.
You're absolutely right. I think that the narrative can shift depending upon audience, but you need to know what your core is. What is your core reason for doing what you're doing? It needs to travel with you, whether you're working with government. It may not be so fluffy when you're working with government, but once the people that you're working with, when I see, you think of government, just like this huge institution, but typically you're working with a few individuals. And so I tell you the truth, they're going to still fall in love with you, not only because of what you can produce, but because of who you are and what you stand for. Integrity is hard to find sometimes, right? So you find somebody that's not only great at what they do, but their integrity, and they're easy to work with. Like they don't act like they know everything, and they're open to learning. So these are just little things personality-wise that comes from you, the leader of your business, and the culture that you create, and that legacy. Forrest, if somebody wanted to like just reach out to you to have a conversation, do you help them identify maybe like what their legacy could be if you learn a little bit about them? How does that process work when you talk to people? Like, do you help them?
Well, normally that will fall under my coaching services. And so what I would do is I'd have a consultation, maybe a 30-minute, hour-long consultation, to just identify what are your goals, what would you like to achieve? And from there, we would, you know, map out how we're going to go about doing that. So it's first just knowing that person, just because there's strategies, but, you know, I like to get more of the personal touch to figure out what it is and how are you motivated? And, you know, because people are different. You can use the same tools for three different people and have different results. So it's like, one, finding out how are you motivated? What are the things that you've had success doing, and where have you found that you've had challenges or failures, and let's find a way to come up with a system that will help you to achieve those goals. So normally I would get contacted through my website, and I'll give you that information a little later. And that's how they can get in touch with me for my coaching services.
Yeah, if you don't mind, can you just say what your website is at this juncture?
Yes, ForrestTough.com. That's two R's, two T's, two F's, ForrestTough.com.
Thank you so much. We'll put that on the screen too for later for those that are watching this video. But what is a thought or a phrase that you, after this conversation, we've talked about building and leaving a legacy for individuals and for business owners and why? What is a thought or a phrase you would like to leave impressed upon those that are tuning in right now?
You know, after having this conversation, I think I'm having an old sports thought. You know, I played college sports and I had this one saying. They say, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. You know, if you started out and, you know, you're not as happy with how things are going and you don't like who you see on Google, it's never too late to change. Your legacy is what you decide to do from this day forward. So if you decide, hey, I want to leave something that's lasting, I want to do better by people, start today and just make that a conscious effort to do something every day so that when you get to that finish line, you can have the legacy that you would like to have.
Well, I love that so much. Be generous. Your life is a blessing and bless others with your life. That's awesome. All right. So for those of you who are tuning in right now, I really hope you found value. I truly 100% know that each one of our lives matter. And I think it's wonderful when you can start framing it in a way that you are able to leave a lasting legacy. Maybe reach out to Forrest and he can talk you through maybe different ways that, to help you make that happen. If you're a small business owner and you just want to hang out with a very innovative, forward-thinking small business community where you get to ask questions and no question is a dumb question, and you just really want to grow alongside others, then you should check us out at techwithheartnetwork.com. We have a community, we have online events, we interview experts like Forrest, where we constantly are trying to provide insights and strategies that are going to help small business owners grow and stay competitive in today's digital era. But if you're an expert like Forrest in your field and you have valuable insights to share that are proven to be working in today's digital era, we'd love to have you as a guest on the Tech with Heart show. You can always go to techwithheartnetwork.com and fill out our speaker request form there. And we'd love to see if you're a good fit. We are better when we are collective and together. We're working towards one goal, and that is to enlighten and empower. So I want you to know, if you're a small business owner, congratulations. But it is the hardest job in the world. You are not meant to do this alone, so come join us. Here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.